You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Free Edition, Case 196, Because the Night by Patti Smith. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. The subject of this week's Lyrics Undercover is a woman who has followed her own unconventional path, and a song that is one of the few that grew from a collaboration with Bruce Springsteen. Patti Smith is ambitious, unconventional, and challenging, her music a singular fusion of rock and poetry. Springsteen wrote the music and the chorus, but it was Smith who wrote the rest of the lyrics to Because the Night, which, despite a large cult following, became her only hit. Smith was born in Chicago on December 30, 1946. Her parents moved east and she was somewhat of an outcast at her high school in Woodbury, New Jersey, but she found salvation in the poetry of Arthur Rimbaud, the writings of the Beats, and the music of soul and rock artists like James Brown, the Rolling Stones, the Doors, and especially Bob Dylan. She dropped out of Glassboro State Teachers College due to an unplanned pregnancy, and after giving the baby up for adoption, took a job on a factory assembly line. She moved to New York City in 1967, where she met art student and future photographer Robert Mapplethorpe, who became her lover despite living most of his adult life as a homosexual. In 1975, Smith joined Television, one of the most influential bands to emerge from the punk scene, for a two-month gig at CBGB's. There she caught the attention of Arista Records president Clive Davis, who offered her a record deal. Her first album, Horses, was produced by Velvet Underground member John Cale and released in 1975. The art-punk work offered unorthodox covers of party rock tunes like Gloria and was the focus of much critical praise. In 1978, Smith released Easter, her nod in the more accessible direction of album rock radio. It contained the hit single, Because the Night.
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
The song was originally recorded by Bruce Springsteen for Darkness on the Edge of Town. The Patti Smith Group was working on Easter in a studio next door to Springsteen, and engineer Jimmy Iovine was working on both albums. Springsteen was having trouble finishing the song, and Iovine passed a tape of the work in progress on to Smith.
In our bed until the morning comes.
Springsteen first performed the song live with Patti Smith at CBGB's on December 30, 1977. Though he cut versions of the song for both Darkness on the Edge of Town and The River, he never released it on a studio album. It did finally show up on his live 1975 to 1985 album, and he listed Smith as the co-writer. Smith recast the song and her single climbed to number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, helping propel sales of Easter to mainstream success. Smith bought her dad a new 1987 Cordoba with the money she made from the song. And the songs continued to thrive. In 1987, Enemy magazine ranked the song at 116 on their list of the top 150 singles of all time. In 1993, 10,000 Maniacs recorded a version for MTV Unplugged, and their version proved to be a breakout song for the group, reaching number 11 on the Billboard Top 100. Smith returned to her own determined path after her brief flirtation with commercial success. She married MC5 Sonic's Rendezvous Band guitarist Fred Sonic Smith in 1980 and retired near Detroit to raise their two children. A string of losses, Mapplethorpe died in 1989 and both her husband and brother Todd in 1994, found Smith returning to music as a form of therapy, and she reformed the Patti Smith Group. On March 12, 2007, Smith was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame alongside Van Halen, The Ronettes, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, and R.E.M. She released an album of typically eclectic covers, 12, that same year. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Robin Vitamos and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.